Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Well, and the same to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, excited for this week's show, but first let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said start with a common household item. Drop a B from the word and you can spell a place it's often kept. What are the words?
I have no idea. What are the words?
Well, it's interesting. We got an alternate answer submission that I was not counting on. Listener Sari Grandstaff wrote in to suggest broom and room, which I like better than my solve for this one, garbage and garage.
Well, I guess when you're done with your broom, it becomes garbage. You put it in the garage, which is a room. So you're all winners in my book.
Mike's an easy grader.
Don't tell my students that. All right, Ian, this is episode 499 of Any Questions, which means we are on the eve of a milestone episode for this show. To commemorate this show before the round number show, each correct answer this week will start with the letters E-V-E.
Okay.
First up, what national park, created in May of 1934 and located in southern Florida, is the largest tropical wilderness in the United States and was the first national park created to protect an ecosystem?
Everglades Park.
That's right. Everglades National Park is correct. And Everglades National Park is the third largest national park in the contiguous United States, and it contains, I don't think I say the word mangrove often enough, but I'm about to. It contains the largest mangrove ecosystem in the Western Hemisphere.
We need to work it into more shows.
What phenomenon in physics is defined generally as a boundary beyond which things that happen will not affect an outside observer, and is commonly used to describe the outer edge of a black hole?
Event horizon.
Very good. Listeners, did you hear the gears turning as much as I did on that one?
Eve, event.
Oh, he's finally figured out how to do this show. We're in trouble now. Who made more than 75 ramp-to-ramp motorcycle jumps during his career, beginning in 1965 when he jumped over two mountain lions and a 20-foot-long box of rattlesnakes, and ending in 1976 when he successfully cleared seven Greyhound buses in Seattle?
By coincidence, Ray Graff, our colleague in the newsroom, just sent the Evel Knievel theme song to Jim and to me to listen to. So, Evel Knievel.
That is right. What English author, who was born with the first name Arthur but wrote under his middle name, published his first novel Decline and Fall in 1928, but is perhaps much more well known for his 1945 novel Brideshead Revisited?
Evelyn Waugh?
That's right. Very good. And Evelyn married Evelyn Gardner in 1927. And so his friends started calling the couple he Evelyn and she Evelyn. And finally, what song features the lyrics, "You'll be swell, you'll be great, gonna have the whole world on a plate," and closes Act One of the musical Gypsy, in which it was first sung by Ethel Merman, for whom it would become a signature song?
This is a bit of a home game. Everything's coming up roses.
That's right. And according to Stephen Sondheim, the writer of said song, it took him a week to come up with the title. And he said basically he wanted, quote, a phrase that sounded as if it had been in the language for years, but was in fact invented for the show.
Is that right? God,
yeah.
He's good.
Well, on the eve of a very important numbered show, Ian did pretty well on this one. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, even the score. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, eight letters, four letters, that names something you might do to lower your energy bills. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, as ever, and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.